We continue our discussion of the obligation that we learn in our Gemara of having a minyan at the wedding. The Gemara quoted Rabbi Avua, who said, we know that a minyan is needed to be at a wedding based on the pasuk "V'makahelus baruch alakim Hashem mimkol Yisrael." And as Rashi explains, we know a kohol in halacha is always 10 men. But as Tosfos, the pasuk says "B'makahelus aloshen rabim." So it seems that we have to have two kehilas, which would seem to indicate that we need to have 20 men at a wedding. Why does Al Gemara say that we need 10? So Tosfos answers that nowhere in halacha do we find a distinction between 10 and 20. There's no a minyan is the same way you could daven and say Kaddish and Kedusha with 10 men. You could say it with 20 men. There's no difference, and therefore there is no reason to think that you would need to have 20 men. Yerushalmi says, interestingly, in answer to this question, because the pasuk doesn't say "b'makahelos loshen mole" with a vav at lamed vav sof, it says lamed sof, to teach us that only one kahila is enough. The interesting thing is that if we look in our Tehillim, you'll see that the word Makahelis is spelled actually Mole. So obviously, the Yerushalmi has a different girsa than us. That flaw explains that the reason that what Makahelis Belosh Rabim comes to teach us, says that flaw, is that, as we know, as we learn in our Gemara, Sheva Brachas are recited a number of times. They're recited at the wedding, but they're also recited at the Sheva Brachas meals. And that's what the Makahelis comes to teach us. For every one of the times the Sheva Brachas are recited, we need to have Makahelis, a separate minyan. Rabbi Socha Doi from Belz says of art, very much in line with what we discussed in our previous year, that Rashi says that the first bracha that's recited is Shahakal Baro Lechvoidai, and Rashi says Lechavar HaNasafim. Pash Pshat Lechavar HaNasafim means the people who are gathered, the guests who are gathered to attend the wedding. But we said another pshat, that Nesafim actually refer to the people who are no longer alive. HaNesafim, like the pasuk uses the word V'yosef El Amov, he passed away. And that's what's meant, L'chavet HaNesafim, the people who are no longer here. And that's what they also, the previous generations, come to attend every wedding. So he says, that's pshat Makahelis Loshen Rabim. If we're learning to two kehilas, there is a kehila of people who are Baruch Hashem alive attending a wedding, and there's the wedding, and there's a kehila also of people who are no longer here, but they're also attending the wedding. As we also quoted the Gemara on Daf Ches Amud Aleph, that not only is there halacha of having a minyan, but the Gemara said chasanim min haminyan. So the Ritva says the fact that the Gemara uses the word chasanim lashon rabim teaches us that we could say one set of sheva brachas for two chasanim, even though he says that that would be inappropriate, because we know the halacha is Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. So the Achrayim ask a question. The Prisha, the Chasam Sofer, asked the Aruch Shulchan, asked the following question. In our previous shiur, we quoted the Gemara on the Avzayin on the Beis, that what is the source, how we know that we indeed need to have a minion for Birkas Chasanim, from the Pasuk by Boyas, where Boyas gathered 10 people. Asked the Achrayim, but if we're learning now that the Chosin could be one of those 10 people, why did Goyas have to gather 10 people? It would have been enough that Boyas should gather 9 people, and with him it'll be 10. So some indeed say that that's actually what happened. It wasn't that Boyas actually gathered 10 people. Boyas gathered 9, and with him the Pasuk says there were 10. However, the Bechor Shor says that indeed, as we said in our previous shiur, the halacha that we need to have a minyan by the wedding, so the Gemara quoted 2 sources, either the Pasuk of Boyaz that we just mentioned, or the Pasuk that we spoke about a few moments ago of Makahelis Baruch Hu Hashem. So there are Achrayim that want to suggest that that would be the Nafka Mina. If we learn from Boyaz, then the halacha would be that we need 10 people with, not including the Chassan. If we learn from Makahelis Baruch Hashem, we could have 10 people with the Chassan. And in fact, they make a very interesting diuk. The Rambam, when he, in Hilchas Brachas, Perek Beis of Hilchas Brachas, when he teaches us that for a wedding we need to have a minyan, the Rambam quotes the source of Makahelis Baruch Hashem. The Rambam does not quote the other source that we've been learning, the Pasuk by Boyas. So the question is, why did the Rambam choose the source of Makahelis preferably over the source of Boyas? But now we have very nice pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam holds, as the Gemara says, the Rambam paskins, that we need, that when we have a minyan at a wedding, that when we have a minyan at the wedding, the chosin could be included in that minyan. And the way we're learning now, that's only if you learn the halacha of a minyan at the wedding from Mekahelis Baruch Hashem. Because if you're going to learn it from Boyas, then the chosin cannot be included in the minyan. So since the Rambam holds that the chosin is included in the minyan, it must be that the Rambam doesn't learn from Boyas. The Rambam learns from Makahelos. Now it's understandable why the Rambam only quotes the pasuk of Makahelos as the source that you need to have a minyan at a wedding, and not the pasuk by Boyas. So as we've mentioned previously, this is the halacha as quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. We need to have a minyan by the wedding, says the Shulchan Aruch. Those individuals need to be gedolim ubnei chayrim v'chosim in a minyan. The chosim can be part of the minyan. And this halacha, says the Shulchan Aruch, applies bein kishayim nasei b'shas nesuin, whether when we say sheva brachas at the time of the wedding, ben kishayim nasei b'achar brachas hamazon, or where sheva brachas are recited after benching, avo kishayin oimer b'achar brachas hamazon el brachas hashabara, as our Gemara says, for example, if there are no panim chadoshes, a subject that in Mitzvah Shem we still hope to discuss, but when there are no panim chadoshes, the halach is that sheva brachas are not recited, but the bracha of Ashabara is still recited. Says the Shulchan Aruch, "Avkushein oimer achar brachas hamazon ala brachas hashabara." When there's a situation that after benching we're only saying Ashabara, for the bracha of Ashabara itself, ain a tzarach asara. We need not have a minyan. However, the Rama says, "Umikam makom shlosh shabinim." To say the bracha of Ashabara, even if you don't need to have a minyan, you need to have three people. As we quoted previously, the Pesachei Tshuva quotes the Noda Behuda, who quotes the Machlokes HaRishonim, if you can have a wedding without a minyan. And the Rashba says you cannot. The Trumas Hadeshin is more lenient. It seems that the Beis Yosef, if you look at the Beis Yosef here in Siman Samach Beis, the Beis Yosef seems to agree with the Rashba. But the Noda Behuda says a very bechidish, as we quoted, that if you said it without a minyan, it's acceptable. We've already discussed that Noda Behuda in the previous year. It's important to point out a few comments. First of all, if one looks at the Pesachei Tshuva, as he quotes the Baruch HaShulchan, he says it's quite obvious that the Noda Behuda is not that comfortable. And he says, if you had a couple that got married without a minyan, and they said Sheva Brachas, which they maybe should or shouldn't have, says the Noda Behuda, what this couple should do is they should attend another wedding where there is a minyan, and try to make sure to hear the brachas, and have in mind that if they weren't yotze with the brachas at their own wedding because they didn't have a minyan, they'll be yotze now. As I said, it seems that the Beis Yosef agrees with the Rashba that without a minyan, sheva brachas under the chuppah should not be recited. The Stechemet, however, says that is an incorrect reading of the Beis Yosef, and he says that even the Beis Yosef, Shulchan Aruch, agree that in a situation where a minyan cannot be assembled, the Sheva Brachos should be recited. The Michas Yitzchak also has a tshuva in Chelik Beis, Simen Mem Beis. He wants to say that under the chuppah is different than the wedding, than the Sheva Brachos. And Sheva Brachos should indeed not be recited if we don't have a minyan. But to hold back a wedding, he seems to say, a minyan, we should not hold back a wedding because we don't have a minyan. And so too is the opinion of the Bach. In our previous year, we also mentioned why is there a halacha of a minyan at a wedding. And we quoted the Shita Mekabetzis, and so is the opinion of other Rishonim, that it's because of, it's considered, a wedding is considered like a Dovash of Kedusha, like Baruch Hu, Kaddish, Kedusha, where the halacha is that a minyan is required. So it's interesting to point out that the Sefer Oitzer HaPoiskim here in Eben Ezra Siman Samach Bey Sif Dalid quotes many Poiskim who say that one is supposed to stand at a chuppah. If the halacha is that the Birchas Chasanim, the Sheva Brachos under the chuppah, are considered a Dovah Sheva Kedusha, so just like the halacha is by Kaddish and Kedusha and Baruch Hu, one is obligated to stand, this should be the halacha here as well. In fact, he quotes the Zohar. He says, "Va'inan b'chuppa, those that attend a chuppa, tzrichen ama kedisha l'meken b'amida." When the chuppa is recited, the people there should be standing. Kadam chasim v'kala. When the Sheva Brachos are recited, they should be standing. And again, this is very much connected to the is very much connected if we indeed consider a chuppah and the need to stand a chuppah for Dovah Sheva Kedusha. So the only reason, the only heter I found why the minig is not that way, is because there needs to be proper decorum and proper respect at a chuppah. And when everybody's going to be standing, that won't add to the proper environment, ambience that should be at a chuppah. However, Rabbi Avadya Yosef, I saw in the Shalos HaTshuvos Yabia Oymer Chelek Vav Simen Ches, says that that might be when you have a wedding taking place outside in the street. So it's as it is not really a very strong situation. But in a situation where the wedding is taking place in a catering hall, in a shul, where everybody has a seat, or a place that they could stand respectfully, why people sit by a wedding is difficult to understand according to these opinions that we have been quoting. As I said, also, it seems that everybody agrees that if we began the chuppah with a minyan, but some men left in the middle of the chuppah, and now we no longer have a minyan, the Aruch HaShulchan, and most opinions are the halacha is that we could complete the brachas already. As we quoted in our previously, the Gemara says on the Chesam and Aleph, the Chesanim min Aminyan, the Chosin could, and the Shulchan Aruch Paskin this way, that the Chosin could be part of the Minyan. There are Paiskim that say that not only could Chesanim be in the Minyan, but you could even have more than one Chosin at the wedding, and even if you have more than one chosin, every chosin could be included as part of that group.